Kolchus Minyan Golsi. Rav in the Gemara. We near the Das Rabbeinu Shlo Amul Ha'i Dishara Bo Shnaim Bo Shnaim Elo Linyan Golos Bo Maad. Only by Golos, it says. Only by Golos. Kim Loki and Linkit Reis Eino Neregal Yodof. V'chein Kof Shematosis. Dapka Be Golos Kashin Elo Hanitani. Have amazed the Olam Chaya. The Shemi Yeshem Droshik Abbe Golos. Once you have Shilik Ben Golos in Misa, then you read the Aliyah. That's what Tosa says, right? That's what Tosa says. You read an Aliyah, it's different. Kim Loki and Linkit Reis Eino Neregal Yodof. The Chenk of Shematosis. Dapka Be Golos Kashin Elo Hanitani. Have amazed the Olam Chaya. The Shemi Yeshem Droshik Abbe Golos. Once you have Shilik Ben Golos in the Misa, then you read the Aliyah. That's what Tosa says, right? That's what Tosa says. You read an Aliyah, it's different. But the Evan also points out that Aliyah, you read the Moshul, is not good for the Rambam. Good for Tosa, not good for the Rambam. Tosa needs to learn Aliyah, you read Zeres HaKos of Yalma. Doesn't make any sense. No logic behind it. But the Rambam in the next parak, Perek Vav Halacha Yud Beis, says the reason. Why is Derech Aliyah Potter? Because it's what? Kama onesu. Why is there if you read a etc. is greater shogay? Ram doesn't go with this Zeres HaKosov story. He goes with logic. So if Derech Aliyah is logic, it's a kama ones, you cannot extrapolate from it to a case of someone who didn't die instantaneously. That's what Evan has points out, that the comparison breaks down over there. There must be a Zeres HaKosov. There's the custom. That's all. Die right away. What's the logic? If there's any logic, they have another suggest some logic. The Goel Adam. The Goel Adam is a hothead. His relative was just killed. Before he asked any questions, he pulled out his Uzi, and he runs out, he kills the murderer. That's only true if the person died in an instant of flesh. Reuben died, killed by Shimon. So Levi, if Reuben's brother, go and kill Shimon immediately. But if Shimon lingered, so they have another suggest, to kill him out of the way, he wouldn't do it because his brother's still alive. And after he lingers for a while, he'll have to get a chance to calm down, and then he's not going to go kill the other person. That's what they have another suggest, why there might not be a Shiv Golok in certain circumstances. The problem is, one second. The problem with this logic is, it seems to me, that it's going to work if the only reason for Golos is what? To save yourself from whom? From the Golos Adam. But is that true? Isn't Golos a Kapara also? Isn't Golos an Onesh also? Our Gemara spoke about Golos as being something which we enforce, right? Kolshin also. If you look in the Radal, I have to look at it. What did he say? Why do we force the guy into Golos? We put him in jail because we go to Golos. Why don't we just leave him out at his own recognizance? Is that the right word? Let him go into the streets. And if the guy dies, he'll go to Golos on his own. You'll tell me he needs Kapara. But the Gradal quotes the Gemara, so by a Kamsa Chai V'Chakas, ain't the Mashkin also. Someone who was supposed to be a Korban Chakas, we don't take away his assets to make him be the Korban Chakas. He doesn't want it, he doesn't get. It's a kapara. Kapara is just your own, you volunteer for the kapara. You don't volunteer, you don't get kapara. Too bad. That's the kasha. Radas is looking at which Von Marcus. I think Rambana and Von Marcus have base. Look it up. There, the Rambana reports say, this is the Gemara talks about Golos and kind of the kapara. Remember that case of Abram Zolman. Abram Zolman's Golos don't get Golos, it's the kapara, they don't get the kapara. But that's just a side show of Golos. The main point of Golos is an onesh. Not only do I have soil up in the Goel Adam, not only is it a kapara, but it's really primarily an onus. Let's not lose sight of that. It's primarily an onus. And if that's the case, then Evan Ozel's logic doesn't fit in so well over here. I guess Evan Ozel may hold that no, it's not a kapara. It's not an onus. It's primarily just a hatsala. If you look in the Marsha and Makas of Yud, you can go with the same assumption. It's purely a question of hatsala from the Goel Adam. That's a chiddush. Yes, no. That's what the Brit Va says. The Kapara, the Nikon, that'll die. And now it's a permanent onus. You're asking a different verb. Kapara, so why is it turned upon the Kohen Gadol?
Well, even
if you like, the anger, you know, it should be 5 years. Why is Kohen Gadol to die in 1 year, you could die in 20 years? Right, that's a good question. Yes. Okay. Now, let's learn the Gemara down to the bottom. Okay. Yes, sir. Right. We're afraid that the wind somehow made his death come earlier. He caught us from Golos. He's a Chayav Misa anyway, but he caught us from Golos. That's what the Evan Ozzel's reason is. That's a Shver reason. Okay, caught us from Golos. Okay, not fine. Which shloka shabal mani abhi meiri the yom aloka mishali says Rashi which shloka shmahadir ashinuya the rumi the ramina bereish naitid of lamad alaf and beis masnisin the makas of the ksubas. Rabbah say we're 2 blot into a 4 blot sugya. It's one kasha which started lamad alaf and beis, and we will not be finished the sugya till lamad hair and beis after the next bechina. For those who, by some reason, are remiss in the past Bechina, you better watch out, because there's going to be another Bechina where you get another 2 blocks from now. Huh? The next Bechina will be on one Sugya. Wait, one Sugya. Laman Alf and Beis, Laman Hev. It's really one Sugya. One question. Uriminu. Write out the whole thing. Just write out the 4 blocks tomorrow. Uriminu, it's one question. Okay? So Rish Lakish is coming to give another answer. Okay? What was the kasha? Who remembers what the kasha was? The kasha was, the Mishnah Makkah says what? Come on. The Mishnah Makkah says you get Malkus, and our Gemara says you get Mammon, and we know Ein Loka Mishan. So what did we have? We have to have 2 terutzim. What was Ula's Teretz? What was Ula's Teretz? Right. Achosu Nara, Achosu Begeretz. What's the Yochanan's Teretz? Ashube, Lo Ashube, not a third Teretz. Which Rakesh says, Homani I've made, I'm a local Mishalim. Set them up, the old local Mishalim. Rashi, Homani, the Maskis, the Katani Baal, Akos, and Osan Knas have made. Yamali, a local Mishalim. So Hashem may be a day Makas, may be a day Shalom. It's famous for May, the noise today with Shosa. Correct the Gemara. The Chitam of May, local Mishalim, Isle, no, excuse me. He, Rabbi May, I feel made Bito Nami, Mishalam and Rock. The Chitam of May, local Mishalim, Isle, Mason Shalom, Lesle. Is that true? Yeah, it is true, really. But if that's true, he wants to know. I have a law about Tanya, Gona Vitalach, Meshabbos, Gona Vitalach, Abodos, Lechom, Gona Shonisko, Lechvachol, Meshalim, Tashlumi, Abodos, Chamish, Dibra, Bimeir, Lechom, and Pochim. And the impression you get is what? That he's shechting on Shabbos. And despite the Kimlei, he still would be Chai. After Rameir denies Kimlei Lagamre. Kimlei Lagamre. You know why? I can't be Rameir, because Rameir has been a ball beat, so should also have to pay Knas. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Zot Rashi. I feel a bit dynamic in Mikdal, although the Shalom, the Lord Spirit, the Ramayah, the Potom, and the Rabbi, my name, Ramayah, and Abba Masnis, and Abba, I beat the Potom, and Aknas. The Torach, the Shabbat, Ikal, the Chiyav, Misa, the Kanavos, the Chavim. Sure, I just will come on for a Holo Shem Amidi. Yeah. Nothing. No, this is just thrown as a good measure. The Kash is not thrown as well, yeah. Says the Gemara, oh no, you got it all wrong. You got it all wrong. But Meir, of course, holds Kilnei B'Rabbi Minei. He holds that, you loke Mishalim Islay, Meis Mishalim Lesley. Aye, what do you do with this Dalvei story? What's this fault? With Ma'alom, Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yom, Rabbi Yom, Rabbi Yoshim, 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 No, if he did it, it would be Kimlei. Someone else did it. Basically, the choyt was in the sky, but the Gemara saying, in fact, ain't shliach the dvar aveira. Most is an exception. On the rabba amach mona v'tzvach l'mukhor amach mechira de yacher ab tzvicha de yacher. We have a small tana all rabba tzvich v'chizke tana tachas rabba tzvich. There's a special there is a class of 1 of 3 that tells you that you can be chayav v'dal v'hei through somebody else's shrikim. Rashi? So, where are the Yachah? I can't have the Shalch, the Shluchal, the Shalch. Shliach Chotim Mishalech Mishayev Knas Abov HaChamisha V'Chaymalon B'Kedushin Hey Shliach V'Dvar Aveira V'Chihira Iyev Shishalai Yedei Acheh Shihalokeach Lokom Yimenu Tachat Hashor Motsin Mishal Yishalim Bisho Period. Thanks to Gemara Maskev Lora Mar Zutro. Yeah. Local Mishalim Islay Mesa Mishalim Leslay The Valdik King of Varios Kimler Maskev Lora Mar Zutro Miika Miri Diilu Ovad Iyu Lo Mechayev Ovad Shliach Mechayev. How can that be? If I do it myself, I'm Potter and still is them. Chayev, it's crazy. What is a beautiful response? Iu la mishum v'lo mechayev ela mishum what? The komle b'derabo mine. Here is finally the phrase. Have we had this phrase yet in Shas? Komle b'derabo. We've been spending a month on it. Have we had it yet anywhere in Shas? Does it appear anywhere else in Shas? This is the only place in Shas where the words komle b'derabo are found? I'm sorry? No, with respect to money, it's if you didn't do it. No, but I don't think necessarily that would be against it. Because basically, you said that you would be chayved al vehe. Except, there's a rule of coming a bit out of your name. Not if you didn't do it at all. Rashi? Avri lo mechayev do hamik lo lamishim lo mechayev the chiyuv ra'am yolei alamishim the kolim ra'am minim. So what does that mean? So one might say means the chiyuv of says today shemai. The post in the bottom says afal gav do hocha afilu of says today shemai meno chayev the dafka be mama who damar rabu ba sokho sa polen bab na fiyat tayi alaf and alaf shom esten as ato afilu ba lima do mechayev bo says today shemai avu knas lo mechayev el api bezin kidamin asher ashin Elohim Prat the Mashiach Atmo. So there's no Chiyuv de Shemayim either over here. The Kova Kom Nicho. The Kevan Shai Royal is Chayiv in Lohoyim. Kevan Shai Royal is Chayiv Momen. Im Lohoyim is Chayiv in Asho. Mis Chayiv Nani Bim Amomen Ayde Shaliyah. Kevan in Mis Chayiv in Asho. You know there's no practical Chiyuv. There's no Chiyuv de Shemayim. But there would have been a Chiyuv had it not been for the Komlei, for the Misa. And therefore, the Shliach himself, the Shliach checked that he can be Mechayev you. That's what Tosa says. This leads to an entire discussion we'll have to have next week about what the nature of the Chiyuv Knas without Bezin. I asked to look at the Kovetz Shuv and Gimel. I know it was already on the Mount Mekomos before Yosef. I know that. I didn't forget. But I wanted you to have a chance to review it. Because the Kovetz Shuv, well, you didn't see it last time either. Okay. So you have over Shabbos to look at it. It's very, it's a new approach against the conventional, what was until that time the conventional wisdom. The conventional wisdom always was that before you have a bezin, the chiyuv knas doesn't exist at all. The Truma Sakri says so, B'ti Vega says so. The Gedolei Truma Sakri is the Tzot's brother, printed in the back of the Tzot, the separate volume of Tzot. That's why you have to look at. And Rebbe Chana made a revolution, but it's not so. We'll discuss that in the next week. But before we get to that, there's another Tosis. Gonav Shara Niskol Tzvachol Meshav Tzumidal Vehei. Tema. The tikshi may offer the rich lockers done with perik meruba. Call hecha the lesser be mechira lesser be tzvicha. V'ocha shah nisko lesser be mechira. Why not? Why can't you sell a shah nisko? Why not? Why not? So what? So what? What did you say? Oh, borok to the mouthful. It's not yours. Borok paskin. Yisuri anor de inishalof. Wow. What a psa. That's his authority. Yes, Lomar, the Hossam Kachim, Chamiri, the less new cloud in the Chira. That's what become I and I. I will show a Nisko, in Yim Kerenu, the Ove Kachovim, Ein Tofe Zomar. You can sell it to a guy. Can you sell the Brooklyn Bridge to a guy? I mean, can I sell it so it's not mine to a guy? Of course not. What kind of crazy territory getting brought? You're telling me, Shah Nisko is not mine. How can I sell it to a guy? But the Tosafot changed his mind from the beginning to the end. First they thought it was Eina Shalom. Now they think it's Shalom. I want to think through. What did you say? But how can you sell it? How can a sale be valid? You can't sell. It's not yours. If I sell your sweater to Uri, the sale is null and void. said, I can't sell your sweater. It's not mine. Rav Shana said, not mine. I got to sell it even to a goy. Can I sell your sweater to a Juan down the block? He's a goy. Oh, so I can sell your sweater to a Juan. I can do it. But you can't do it. It's not foul. Then you find 180 first piece for a dollar. Yeah, what? It's not mine. What do you mean it's not mine? If I steal your shore and you are misyayish, and then I sell it something, well, it's called years for what? Shini Rishus. They will learn Babakama, Sukya. Do you Shini Rishus? That's good. Oh, Elisha took away the Chiddush. He was mechaber to an Adam Gadol Ad Ma'od. Three Yitzchak. But Yitzchak Blad is a power mimic of a ritual Salanta. You want to argue Yitzchak? But it's the Petabal, it's his favorite, famous Shiva, the first Shiva. So what do you do in St. Petersburg? Now it's back to St. Petersburg, right? It used to be the Leningrad for quite a few years. But now it's back to the Yitzchak town, same name. He didn't tell me, Rebbe Iram Alucha Petersburg, Shalela Sarat and Obi Me'akai. There's no night, the white night. There was the witness in it. So what do you do about Krishna? That's Shiva Aleph there. It was the Rav in St. Petersburg. Yeah. They called it Petersburg. They didn't want to call it Saint. But I understand that. Okay, but they changed the name a little bit. Okay. That's true. You're right. You're 100% right. Anyway, that's his word. But before we will discuss that, Mr. Sherman, on Sunday. But let me give you one more line. We're in a time. What's Tofei Zomav mean? It means Karen Alakav Eno Tofei Zomav. What does it mean in Tofei Zomav? That means the money which you get from the guy for the Shoah Nisko do not become us or Bahano. Why is that relevant? Why is that relevant? What does it prove? Let's see. Rabbi Natam, Sha'omer, the age, Shoah Nisko, Nes, HaMechayim, Nicho. Rabbi Natam is a Chiddush Gadol, and Shoah Nisko is not us till after you shecht it. Till after you stone it. That's Rabbi Natam. Then, of course, the question is, again, of course, the Shalom, the Mechir will take place. These are just outward. We have to come out and the Tosh itself. B'li Neder, on Sunday, we'll cover all the rest of the Ma'amah Tomas. B'li Neder. I'm sorry. Then Monday, we start new Gemara. Mincha, yeah. We're no longer Ma'amah Tomas today for a reason. The reason that I went and made, took a poll, the Asian poll, nobody finished. As of this morning, no one has finished third as Ma'amah Tomas. So to give new Ma'amah Tomas didn't make too much sense. However, tomorrow morning there will be a new series of Ma'amah Tomas. A significant series for the next piece of Gemara. So we will be marching forward. Okay. Rabotai, we left off on Thursday with a couple of kashas against Tosfos. Tosfos, we asked the question, who was it who said that Yisuri Hanoi Nishalo, somebody in the Shia blurted out as Givaldi the Torah, that Yisuri Hanoi don't belong to you, they don't belong to you, how can you sell it? You can't sell it, it's not yours. No one to send credit on anymore. Was I blasted? Oh, it wasn't you. Also, it wasn't you. The problem with that is that both at the end says they can sell it to a goy. And of course the question becomes, if it's aim at Shalom, why should you be able to sell it to a goy? The problem, why is it going different? And also, what calls the Shalom in aim at Tofa Zomov? Aim at Tofa Zomov means that if I sell something to you and I get money, you know the thing I stole was Asr Bahano, but the money is not Asr Bahano. There are two things where anyone knows this is incidental idea. There are two Yisurim which are close to the name. Everybody know what they are? Curiosity? Not Chometz. Misha, very good. Shviyat. And, I don't know, what are the two things that if I sell them, which are also, if I sell them, the money gets the status of the original item? There are only two things. Actually, maybe it's somewhat of a different case. You might actually for the moment. Avodah Zarah and Shmita. Those are the two steps. So we do Shmita again. Took a little bit about it. Okay. But anyhow, all other Yisroel are not Tov to Zemeah. So what? What is the connection of Tov? What's it doing over here? What's the Tov is over? The truth of the matter is, you can say as follows. If Shoah Nisqan, if you went to the Hakam and Tov is over, then the money you give the guy gives me belongs to me. It's a full-fledged Mechira. You could have said as follows. If it would be Tov is over, if it would, in fact, be Tov is over, the money which I get is also also, you can't label it as a Mechira. Mechira is giving me cash. If you give me counterfeit bills, those are worth nothing to me, then it's not called a Mechira. What do we call that, in effect? Either called a Zeva, or I'm going to be ripping me off. Well, I'll give my Tana. I'm giving you something, give me back counterfeit, Confederate money. Monopoly money. In Monopoly money, I give you a tape recorder, you give me the $10 of Monopoly money. You call it a Matana, the mice. You could have said, oh, that's Shabbat Tosh. Tosh says, that ain't no Tosh Zama, because if it would be Tosh Zama, the money would be Monopoly money. A Monopoly money would be a Matana. And Matana, you would argue, you wouldn't be tired, because after all, it's the fairest of Tosh. Utvoko, oh, come on. Oh, Makoro. And this is a Matana. Only problem with that is, often the Gemara and Baba Kama, on the Ayin Tet, it talks about a situation where a person gave it the Matana. The top line. Ayin Tet, when I was going to have enough from the Matana, Chayo, Misham, the Shlumi, Dal, the Hey, Tona Rabona. So what's the difference of Tona, 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 not? Even if it would be Tona, 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 call it a Matana. Matana is also Chayo, the Dal, the Hey. That's what we thought, that the problem has been up in the Gemara and Mayan test, top line of the Kama, I'm an Aleph. Fakir. And also, what does the Goya to do? What has that in the Goya? What's the difference? As a matter of fact, post to the here. Uwe Rabbe Mekan, Sha'ome, the Ein Shah, Nisko, Nesha, Mechai, and Micha. Elsewhere in Shas, in Baba Kama, and about in Sanhedrin. They in fact bring a riot to Rabbeinu to Rabbeinu Kama. Our Tosfos is very stressed. So the Beis Halevi talks about it. The Chelek Aleph Sudim Mem Ches. Beis Halevi says like this: Le'olam Isanah belongs to me. Against whoever said, who said it after you? Somebody said, Yisur Rabbeinu Shlo Shana Tosfos. No one wants to admit it anymore. But that's the Pesach Shana Tosfos. It's not his. It's not his. But how do you sell it to a guy? Le'olam Isanah Shlo. It does belong to me. It's not clear in the Gemara that it belongs to me. It's a question. Are you sure another day? Is it belonging to me or not? Now I'll assume it belongs to me. So why can't I sell it to you? Why not? The Chisar is not Mitzar Amoke, says the Beis Halevi. The Chisar is Mitzar whom? It belongs to the Kona. Kona can't buy Yisrael no. Can't acquire Yisrael no. Oh, that's only Jewish. He was Jewish to him as Yisrael no. You can't acquire it. You can't acquire it from there. I can't sell it to you. If I happen to pick out a goy, and try to defraud the goy is concerned, there's no such thing as Yisrael no. So therefore, it doesn't apply to a selling to a goy. That's what the Beis Halevi said. Hold on. Wait a second. Slow down. That's what the Beis Halevi suggests, try to now resolve. The problem is, but in Sanhedrin and elsewhere, they seem to say that Yisur HaNoah not Shalom. Part of the Mazda would argue with what they said there, and I'm sure they argued what they said in the beginning, and they presumably were going with the assumption that Yisur HaNoah not Shalom, as was pointed out correctly last week, and also what they're throwing in Kutchim for. Hosan Kutchim Chamiri, the lesser problem of Mechira. That's not the point. The point is exclusively one thing. We sell to a guy, isn't it? That's all. What is wrong with Kutchim? So the Beis Halevi start is there. So I wanted to say this for Yitzchak. Yitzchak, how do you, I don't know if someone took it? You guys not a Chavis, sir. I'm only 7 minutes from here. He's not one of them. So for Yitzchak, the following suggestion. I showed it to you on Thursday. Yitzchak Blaser. I've been to Petersburg. They thought it was called Leningrad for a while. I was back to its old imperial name. It's not even a czarist name. They want to call it. But anyway, the name is the name. The city is the same city. Still up there in the north, which doesn't stand as it said in the summertime. The same place. Yep. The Zechelet Bay Simon Nun Hay is followed. Like this. This is very careful. The terrace to the whole question lies in one yisod. Who's speaking over here? Yishlok Hashama. Right? Yishlok Hashama. Hamani Rav Meir. Keep those words, those two names in mind. I thought I'd derive out of two guys until we started speaking. Who is Yishlok? Yishlok is says in Babel Talmud, Talmud Chesed Beis, as follows. The person stole the shore, the Achayis, which Lokish has potter. So then when are you Chayis if you sell the shore when? Obviously before years. If you sell the shore before years, is that sale really valid? Or Talocha? Who knows? No, of course not. I can't sell. If I steal from you, and then I sell it, the sale's not valid. If you were Miyayis, you have a famous rule, what they're called, Yishver, Shini Rishus, you have a little over time. But if I sell to you before the years, I steal your pen, and I sell to Elisha before your years, that sale is null and void. The Gemara of the Lashon has an expression for it. The Gemara's expression is in Shana Chesam and Aleph, Lo Ahanu Maso. Lo Ahanu Maso. That the Maso didn't work, didn't help. When it didn't help, it wasn't valid. Because before Yish, so it's not count. Havalifne Yish v'lo ahana maso, so one day as your potter, Rishlaga says yichai. Keep that in mind. Rishlaga shows lo ahana maso v'shai. The nail is his fault. The oil of the sale is no sale. Like another sale. I can't sell because why? It's not mine. Says the priest. And if it were not, and if it were not sorry to go, it is yours. Also not yours. What you is? I steal your paper cloth. Steal the paper cloth. Not mine. And I try to sell it to Uri. You can't do it. I'm high anyway, because there's a culture in the Lohana Mountain. Is it a paper cloth or is it sorry to go? Moving. So that's again not mine. So it's not mine twice. What's the difference? That's what the mail is. The sale is a good sale. It's good enough to be Mechayim and Dahal Dehei. Even though it's not a fact. Aye. So what's the store with Kutchin? And if I am Zion, so the Kutchin is different. There's no key of Dahal Dehei. Hey, wait a second. The Kutchin is not yours. Who cares it's not yours? But after all, it's never yours. So why is Kutchin unique? Kutchin's point out that Kutchin is different. Kutchin Chamiri is a less new cloud than the Chira. The key word is cloud. What is less new cloud than the Chira? In other words, real Mechira, even if it's not Kutchin, I can't do an honest, ratified, honest, but I can't do a valid, can't perform a valid Mechira. It's not mine. When it comes to Kutchin, not only is there a Chesaron, it's not a valid Mechira. The Kutchin in general is less than the Mechira cloud. What does it mean, less than the Mechira? So Rashi says in Baba Tama, I am Zion on the days, Lahavi Mechira, the Ein Kutchin Tzmimim Yotzim Mechulin. The cloud not Shayach. It never goes Mechulin. It's impossible to have anything happen to a Kutchin. You can't take it out of this resurface to a different resurface. If it's something which can be taken out if you just get the right owner, and I'm not the right owner, that's exactly the cause of even if Lo Ahanu Maso V'Mechayim and Dahal Dehei. When it comes to Kutchin, nobody could buzz Kutchin from the spot. Kutchin is belongs to the Kutchin Baruch Hu and doesn't move. Oh, hold on. So that's the contrast to what? To Kutchin. You can't move it. Nothing changes. That is a chesaron that I can't sell it. That I can't sell it, I can never sell it. But something changed. If I take your sefer and doesn't belong to me, that I stole it from Elisha, now I sell it to Uri, true that it's not effective, because after all, it's the senior resistance without years. Bottom line, though, is it moved from my hand on the feet. Now, it's a new reason. Something really happened. When it belongs to the Rabbanu Shalom, nothing happens, because after all, it was the Rabbanu Shalom, it always is the Rabbanu Shalom, nothing will ever change. Hold up, slow. The male is the creator like this. If it's a Shara Nitzko, and if I steal a Shara Nitzko, and now I sell it to my friend, that's a creator, nothing changed. By Kotsim in that sense. Why? Because the Surah No. The Surah No doesn't belong to anybody. Right? We said before that you sell it to another, you sell it to a guy, then you walk out down there, because you know it's not a valid sale. It doesn't matter what Ahanu Matzav. It's true. It's Lo Ahanu Matzav in the legal sense. Excuse me. I'm not enough of a Balaam to effectuate a legal transfer. But until now it was unusable to the person who had it under his control. Because the no. Now I sell it to the guy. Right? I sell it to Bill Clinton. So Bill Clinton is not the guy of the entire admission. So he can use it. But that some change took effect. Some change happened. I couldn't use it, Bill can use it. So the sell thing is a Bill, I sell it to Uri. Uri can't use it any more than I can use it. Sean it's good by me, so next good by him. So then nothing changed. More than this, I don't have enough legal power to make effect a legal transfer. Nothing changed. By touching Tanin, nothing changed. If nothing changes at all, because no one has control before, no one has control later, it's all the Rabbanu Shalom, it's all us about no, you're not hired out of the head. If, however, you did a sale, the sale is not a legal sale because you have no power. It's every time like that. Only Shlach Adon Matzah is called to Shlachus. Only Chiyum is Lachayis. It's never is an effective sale. So why are you hired? The bottom line, de facto. Till now, the decision was mine, not the same as an Uri's possession. Possession in the sense of resource, control. And he can use it now. Because therefore something changed. That's Jack. Something changed. It's Shana Bechel, something happened now. But if it's either a case of Shara Nitzkel to another Yid, who can't use it and nothing changed, Kutch and Tzimim is asking again, nothing changed. Yeah, Shara Nitzkel to a guy, something changed. Bill can use it. Yes. We shall cut to go on to the happiness one it is. But I don't know. Could be cut to the of an ownership factor to the bonus one. I don't know. We'll look it up and see what it says. I'm sorry? No! Only to a guy. Not to a Jew. So the male, we answered all the tassels except for one. The tassel was what Kutch is talking about, what's the tariff for Chalal, what's the context of Kutch, and if it's Enish alone, so how does it have to sell to a girl? So the answer is, it's because the sale is never valid. The Shlach is a Shitoso. Never valid. If it's never valid, so then it doesn't have to be valid, but it's never valid. Or else something has to change. So by Kutch, it means nothing changes. By Shalom, it's still to another year, nothing changes. By Shara Nitzkel to a guy, something changes. Because now this other guy, has in control. He can use it. He has no constraints by Torah law. That's the difference. Oh. One question for the name. Who cares about the Kishas Damim? Who cares about the Kishas Damim? To say it is perfect, it's done to be a Matana. So what? And often make a mother become my intestine aleph. So what? Gone have the notion that after Matana is tied and down the hay. So what's the point? What's supposed to say that for? The answer is false. My focus is shot a number of places. Whether Matana is Kemecher or not. Do we say Matana Kemecher or Matana is not Kemecher? The Mishnah in Bukharish was based on the day. You know that if I sell you a field, it goes back to the Yovel. So the Eilish ain't close to the Yovel, is the Mishnah. The last of the list is Hamatana, Dider HaMeir. The Chacham Amrim, Hamatana Kemecha. The focus of man, Chacham, is Matana Kemecha or not. The man says no, Chacham says yes. The answer is follows. There's another of the time I intend to Allah that says, God have enough of Matana. It's Chayav Dalva, he goes according to which people knew. Come on. Chacham, Matana Kemecha. But who is the man down over here, I told you? Rav Meir. He's so sharp. Rav Meir says, Matana is not Kemecha. The Meir, if he considered a Matana, he would be Chayav Dalva. That's why I told that Aaron, that there's no Jesus down here. That the business is done with the Matana, so we have to force the rest of the Matana. Matana's Chayav Dalva. Nah, I told him to Chacham Shita, B'chorus and Beis and the Beis and the Mishnah. But Rav Meir holds Matana's not Kemecha. Now it's because according to whom? Which love is Rama Homani? Rabbi Meir. So this is the answer to all the Tashi. The Meir, we understand the story. The Verkos understand the question. Verkos Hashem. Now we come to the next person. One person is talking about the next person. We learned from Shia, we read the words. We have to understand what the Tosis is driving at. What is Tosis saying? Tosis is itself. But not before Bezin steps in, there's no Chiyuv of Tei Tidei Shemai. It doesn't exist. How do you know? Who said so? How did Tosis know that there's no Chiyuv of Tei Tidei Shemai when it comes to Uknaf? So the Rashash talks about it here when I was with you. Take a look, please, turn to the back. So the Rashash, where he has to discuss. How do you know? Page Gimel in the Rashash page. The farming knowledge. To me, Martina and Marcia, that's my field of attention that's in my head. How do you know? Dilma Kavana, Shashi and Elohim, Yisrael, what's going to be better? Umitria, perhaps the Mashiach, that's Atmo, then the Mishal, and I'll pick Kriya's Bezin. I will say today to Miami, Atmo Mishal. Who said that? That's the Rashash and Shashi. Sincerely, the Chelayu, the Hatos, the Mehahi, the Ugu, the Rabbi Gamliel, the Sime is Ein Tevi Avdo, Voya Sameach, Mekule, and they shall crush us for Yosef Lecheiris, like they said. Well, a lot of reasons, you know, Ted was a great man, and if he really wanted to feel, he couldn't do it. Why couldn't he do it? But the Shachar is Abdo, over by Seh, Shenemar, Leolam, Bohem, Tavodu. Couldn't do it. Oh, Baruch Hashem, he's not going to die. I was unbelievable. He's not going to die. He's happy. Not believe he's not going to die. Now I can send him free. One eye, free. But nothing to do with Rabbi Gamliel. He can't do that. Why? Amos and Chos HaKlum, it's a hold on the Atmo. He admitted it, serious. Vakati Nishol Avishkin HaSeid HaMashach Ravdo. He can't do it. I have the Chiv of Seid HaSeid HaMayim to certainly do it. You see here, there's no Chiv of Seid HaSeid HaMayim. That's the Rashash thought of on his own. Thought of on his own. Rashash. You can't, since sending out your evidence kind of isn't in Tanakh, right, Abdo, Shane of Ab, Shane of Shane the Eye, Rosh Sheva, was treated like a knas, but there's no to aid him against you. But for yourself, you cannot, you don't have no chiyuv to send him out, and apparently no chiyuv to send him out, even a day to day Shemayim. Now, the truth of the matter is that the Shash is in the Chavati Rishonim. Rishonim here in Tzubas, the end of our parrot. Discusses this matter. Then why do we tell to send them out to say Tei Shemayim? So we see from here, there's no Chiyuv of Tei Tidei Shemayim. Doesn't it? The rise is from Shem V'ayim. The rise is broad, but by the time they quote this in Yishalm. What's the shot in Yishalm? I asked you to look at the Tumah Sakri, written by the Tosin brother. He gives a standard shot. What's the standard conventional wisdom? Huh? Come on. But before Bezos is done says something in Hilchot Knas, what happens? Nothing. Zero. The Tumah Zakri is written by the author of Kutus HaSeikas, the Tosin's brother. And it's written in the back of the Tosin. You have a whole bunch of things in the back. If the cushion has fake, that's why it's close to the brother. If it's close to proper, then you have the shoulder of the fetus. It's about as close to self. As I mentioned, you a few times coming to defend himself against the fetus. Put out by his brother, I don't know exactly what his brother's name is. His name is the Ayala Batayim. His name is Yehuda Batayim. He put it out. It's so poetic and seductive, I can't read it. The case may be, anyway. But then at the end, in some editions, we have over here the Tumas Akri, written again by the same brother of Yehuda, Tahana. As a matter of my brother-in-law is a descendant of the Tumas Akri. Partial to his name was, used to be Tahana, so it was changed to Wartar in one of those deals, you know. It was Russia, again, so my, he's a descendant of the Kutch of Vegas as well, Tumas Akri. So, they have a, not directly related, but you know, it's all in the family. So we'll say about both classical shots. This is follows. The Tumas Akri from Simon Aleph, that the Pasuk is that before you have a agent to come to bed and say to your Chayav Nichnas, there's no chi whatsoever. Nothing. Zero. There's no chi. That's how the Tumas Akri says. No chi whatsoever. Nothing. No Gemara there, no Chiyuv. If I ask to look in Rabbi Chanan, the Kovat Shur and Chelek Beit, Simon Yud Gimel, he has an entire piece of this food that it's not true. Not true? We had it, I told you that Rabbi Thomas once before, I told you that. It was a rerun. Hold on, so slow. He brings in many, many riots to Rabbi Chanan. His riots really from Rabbi Tzatzur, Rabbi Tzivega. Who learned Makas here? Yeah, so Makas Tafhei is a famous Gemara. We must discuss his various chiyuvim which transpire. You know, first was a chiyuv, either in Nas or in the Pashas. So the agents say, the guy did something on Sunday. And then, so there was Suede of Sword, and it was something else on Monday. He came to bed on Tuesday. Right? The question is, what shot? As of what moment is he considered Mechuyah? Is he considered Mechuyah from Sunday when he did the action, or is he considered Mechuyah from Tuesday when the Aiden come to bed and then the Gemara did? So, the Gemara seems to indicate when it comes to Tznach, when it comes to Din and the Fushes, the Chiyuv always takes effect later on. The Tosfos Chiyuvah. The after below Eidim Mohoyu Bez Michol Mechayv Ramikol Mekom Hu Ba'atzmo Yodea HaEmes Ba'Chiyuvu Hu Mutal Olu V'Shalim. It was I say I borrowed money on Sunday. And then two Eidim come and say on Monday that you owed $100. They're perjured themselves. They're liars. They had our Zomus up to them. The Gemara Shabbat Mamin the first, but not from the first is the chayav. So there's a technical therapy which is the chakira. He has to give him a fundamental therapy. When is the evidence about the other chayav moment, even though no one knows about it, but... It won't help. It's futile. It's pointless to pay back on your own. Because the whole point is considered it to be, it's a punishment. If you volunteer, it's not a punishment anymore. By definition. That's what Bukharan says. That's the pshat. Yeah. No, that's not the meant to punish me today. Maybe they'll machayev you. You have no choice anymore. That's what he says. It starts with a Rashi in Baba Kama. Oh, because if I submit I'm moder, by definition I'm part of why? Because I volunteered. You won't get a kapod because you volunteer, that's being honest. And the phenomenon, Mark's case of Abakama guys run to Tibetan, there's a race. The two stairs up to Tibetan, right? And then when they're running up the stairs, who can get there faster? I'm older! The higher! And then they run there and then you want to try to trip the other one, you know? To try to get there first. They don't get there first, say you guys fire, so then we have higher today. It's not. You try to get out of it by being older. So the whole discussion, Moda Batas Machakach Boedim, they come afterwards, the whole pilpul. That's not, we're not going to that right now. But he sold his. This is from Rambam Chonos. Now, the Rashi says, again about Batam, that if the person is Moda Batnach, why is he put? First is Moda Batnach. He's put. That we know. The Rashi says, Rashi Obatama, I am Dalit. The Rashi says that the fact that there can be a tour of Moda Bishnat, of Moda Bishnat, that itself teaches us that there's no chiyuv automatically. That's my small philosophy. In other words, the Parshat Shad is, because it's flat from a Parshat Shad, there's no chiyuv whatsoever. I know there's no chiyuv whatsoever, but since I can be mevatel the chiyuv, because at any moment I can be mevatel the chiyuv by saying, I'm here by Moder, the second before mevatel the chiyuv is also no chiyuv, because if I want I can be Moder. Since I want I can be Moder, so therefore, the doesn't exist. Yes, what do you think? Hold on. We have a stifle here, Baba Kama. In Simon, the Simon text in the old version, the Simon Yudala in the new version. Everything has a new version now. So, he talks about a Rashi in Baba Kama that I am Dalit. This shot is correct, yes. The money, no. Bring up the step. You're right. On a technical basis, you have to say that since he volunteered first, even though you never seen guys running behind him, he's out sprints him the last leg of the marathon. He gets the Bezdin first. Doesn't make a difference. Al pi halacha, the Bezdin see the guys there first. They don't have to know who's behind him. They don't have to know his motivation. As soon as he walks in, it's on potter. So then it's potter the gamer. It's not considered to be a punishment whatsoever. So that's the kasha. The Adam came after it. Right? That's the question. That's the machlokas. If motive is not, the hakaf bo Adam. If some say if Adam came later, so then exactly what you said earlier. Oh, now Adam came, it's considered to be a punishment. To be a punishment. But then others disagree. That's the machlokas in the Gemara. Oh. Now, on an air like this. What if the guy has in mind to pop himself, like you say? Other than your dad, the motive is not proper, the kavanah shel ha'ishul lifter of atzmo. That's one of the reasons he says, motive is not proper, ha'kach bo'ed in the tire, you have to see your svara. Says in the Bechana. Or if he's there, yavar liyoh ha'navi, v'yomah shel ha'yoda, the motive is not proper. He didn't know. The kavanah shel ha'ishul l'chayim of atzmo. K'agavna yipote behodah v'ha'kach bo'ed. You imagine the owner would talk business, so he'd be caught. Out of the mistama mach, the kinelech, she came and she came in the first atmo. Nimsa shahu da also it for you also, like you said earlier. She mach of kaya bevoy de machakaf, she nstaf at for you also lehi dusam. The hainu hu da also, she he be mach of kira. According to that day, which holds what? Mode of the shahs of hachak bevoy de is kaya. Those are all the potters, those are all the potters. The male like this, he says, this holy soul is the Pharisee and the Ramban and the Ra'on Ksubas, Daf Mem Hei. So they say, a person sins, the Machayev of the Torah is the Yediyah. You know about yourself. The point of what you think is absolutely no fear. From there, you see the quote, the Ramban and the Ra'on Mem Hei, who say, no, that's different than what? Not to get in the first, they say that the fear of meat is called taker b'shat ha'vera. Fear of snatch is called taker b'shat ha'vera. Only by carbon, we don't say that the fear of carbon is called taker b'shat ha'vera. The idea is the Makayah. Kiddi Gamadin is not the Makayah. The Fed is the Makayah, except one thing. If you volunteer, it's not called the punishment. It's not called the punishment, you cannot go through it. That's the other punishment. Chelik Beis, Simon Yud Gimel. With this, Rav Asher, we could perhaps suggest a different loop stop. Yeah. Quote the right from the Shita Menhei. It says a distinction between Mamanis, the Farsis and Snaf on one hand, and Korban on the other. By Korban, if I eat Chelik, what makes the kind of Korban? The idea, the knowledge that I eat Chelik. Before I know that I eat Chelik, I absolutely no fear whatsoever. None, zero. So the sheet of the contrast that to a case of nefashim and a case of tenas. In those two cases, we say that what? That the fear starts right away. The fear starts right away. Right away is the fear. The Mela, you have to understand that by tenas and nefashim, there is a fear right away. I shall pay it, I volunteer it. If you volunteer it, it will not be labeled as an onus, and therefore won't accomplish its purpose. That's what the fun of these folks. The Mela is going to send this shot, a wife for him. Because the Tumas Zakri himself is stuck with a Gemara, a famous Gemara. Who learns Shnayim Ovsim? That's it? No, I'm going to remember everything. The very beginning of Shnayim Ovsim, the Gemara is about Gimel and Aleph. Famous in the Priya Kamaisa. The Priya Zin. We all know about the Mikhtas. Everyone knows what the Mikhtas is? The both time? I asked you for 100, we did the 50, and I swear another 50. Well, what if I ask you for 100? An agent say you owe me 50. You have to swear. Here come I. Here's this. Come here up here. How do you know it's the most telephone? Serious. How does it work? So they are doors, thieves, gadol, and they are doors, agents. What does that mean? The kavachom. What's the kavachom? Madach, what? How doors, thieves work. So certainly, how doors, agents work. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? What kind of kavachom is that? Magino is eight. Ma pig shein or chayv or knas, mechayv or shur. Aiden shein mechayv and also knas, and it is shein mechayv or shur. It's different from a different kind of phone. It's derived from his admission. Finish. So the whole discussion, more of a kach for a kach bo aiden, they come afterwards, the whole pilpul. That's not, we're not going to that right now. But he served his admission from a chonah. Now, the Rashi says, again about the Kama, that if the person is Moder B'Knat, why is he put? First is Moder B'Knat. He's put. That we know. The Rashi says, Rashi about the Kama, I am valid. The Rashi says, hold on, that the fact that there can be a tour of Moda B'Knat, that itself teaches us that there's no chiyuv automatically. That's the Mashmoah for Lashon Rashi. In other words, the Parshat Shad is, because it's flat from a Parshat Shad, there's no Chiyuv whatsoever. I know there's no Chiyuv whatsoever, but since I can be Mevatel the Chiyuv, since at any moment I can be Mevatel the Chiyuv by saying, I'll volunteer. You need to say, Mevatel, I'll volunteer. That's not going to give it to you. You can't volunteer for this. It's not the army. You can't volunteer for this obligation of Shavuot that they are. That's a problem. Nevertheless, Tiz Mechai, why was the Hezra Dover? Because the Hezra is tough. You're not admitting to swear. You didn't want to swear, it wouldn't help you. You're admitting to what? To $50. Once you admit the $50, the Torah throws a shoe on you. Because the circumstance is not fishy. Yes, for 100, you admit the 50, you mean you probably just hold out. Hiding another 50, you're stalling for time to restructure and the debt. You want to slap the fee on you now, so you shouldn't deny it later. Come on, sir. Mela. Kavachon by Aiden. Who are Mechayim Tznach. The Mechayim Tznach. Soon as you mechayev and shvua, because again shvua is like knas in that sense. You can't volunteer for it. But if you know when it comes to shvua, when it comes to knas, so if your own admission doesn't work, you can't volunteer. Adam of course does work. So when it comes, but Rashi says that is the pshat. That is the pshat. The Gavra is not chayav yet. Why? Because he could have gone to Bezdin and been Modeh. So what does that mean? Besides what the conventional shot, it means that since you could subsequently get out of it, you can't say it's a full-fledged chayav now. If it's a full-fledged chayav now, it would be irreversible, irrevocable. The fact that I can get out of it indicates there's no chiyuv whatsoever. That's the traditional pshat within Shitas Rashi. However, Rabbi Chana says that's not the pshat at all. No chiyuv at all. Rabbi Chana says the pshat like this. All Rashi meant to say was, this is a raya. Not that that's the reason. Rashi said you can still be more than become pasha. That's not the reason why there's no chiyuv. The reason no chiyuv is because that's to be only an onus. How do you know it's only an onus? Because Moses is not pasha. Why is it not pasha? Because if I admit to it, it cannot be called an onus. It doesn't mean I'm pasha because I can stop going to be Moses and get out of it. No. The fact that I can stop going to be Moses and get out of it indicates that the nature of knas is a punishment. If the nature of knas is in fact punishment, the male will understand if you're grabbing good or no good. The Rambam writes, look at the neighbor, heard bays, I'll offer you bays, but the following thing is suffix knas. Suffix knas. All the takers in Shas, there's so many takers in the Hilchos Knosses. Whenever there's a taker, and there's a cloud goal of taker, it's taker, of course, you can't collect the money. Because it's the best money, the most of the Havel of Araya, it's a taker. The drama is a very famous sheet when it comes to all takers. Everyone else agrees. Whoever wants to sign off, the single puck for coin, knows it. The Rambam says that in Papa Salafinamina, Talmud and Motimim, say Rambam, refrain in the Rambam. Anytime it's a taker, sometimes you don't take the money, but if you took it, you don't take it away. Don't take it back. Papa Salafinamina. That's Saka Rambam. Okay? Saka Rambam. That's in many places. Throughout Shas. Here is Perek Beis. I love your Beis. And his name is one of them. There's a complicated case. The Baya in Bava Kama. Unresolved. Call Eilu HaKiluk in Baya Lov Shita Shon. Who posted Rabbeinu Rabbein Uzal by Hem Kazaka Bekol Teku Hamurim to the Gemara. The Bava Shiva Momen. In Tafas and Masir in the other. This is Gemara's Bava Kama. I am Kersh of the days. All these series of these. These. Quote. There is the onus of the Fata, Aranyanim, Eim Mishamsim Tishvi. In other words, that the man is an honest woman, a Nara, today, and he waits till after the Shemitah is over, and 2 years from now, then he has to pay the money anyway. The reason does not knock it off as it would have played an ordinary debt. Why? Because it says the Rambam, Pirish and Mishnayas, and the Sefer Shvius, and the Shabbat and Aknosis, Aknosis, excuse me, Eilat Gishar Fogel, Elan Chiyuvim, Sha'ish Yisraya Bahem, Va'ish Ahu, Lo Yapotter, Atsi Yifra Eim. What does that mean? The Bukhanan explained, the Amos, Kiyif Knaf Chala Lov Teicha Misha Yizik, Shavu B'Mamon, the Haika Dinei, the Haika Dinei, Dibi Mamon, Hu Chayav L'Shalem Chobo La'anizik, the Kevin Shin Nishmat Chobo Shalanizik, Mamela Hu Potter. The call for you was shall I need to go with me to the shall I to obey you. I will be not to the effort. The school to shall I to obey you with me to you was shall I need to. Shu chayav liyo tnena to the fifth, the crow, the unshu also may a kesef. The chiv onesh. Who come up with unshu maikus and miso. I will be not unshu, she is a fool bed in the shalom. Aber du bachir wo chiv onesh, und bachir wo onesh, lo shayach ten shviyas a potter me ob, achadach vi yushe v'tuv tan. Hold on. V'tuv tan. Namely, if the pshat is, you can't volunteer. That's all the Gemara meant to say. But if my protagonist, Baal Dover, the Tovea, who takes me to Vintar, and Bezdin, who passed me, we don't know. Stop it. To grab it, I'm not volunteering anything. I'm furious. I'm livid. I'm angry. They stole everything. Potter. I'm considered as having been punished. I'm just from being punished. The guy took it. No way to take it. So therefore, according to that law, the horror should be good. That would be good. That would be good. That's what the Magen Mishnah might mean in his first verse. Magen Mishnah is two things. Close to Ravitz.
Very good. He said, "And the kishul of divrei Rabbeinu, alpa gav damar b'din b'inan, k'din mod mifter, became a shekapa, ubor eden v'idibo, stagi v'achi." That's what he thinks that he said. But once he was kofar, and Adam said, "No, you're chayv and begging from the supit," so then, what's it in? The punishment. There is no ma'adin. The ma'adin lav dafka. Not a ma'adin mishnah continues. I'm going to say it's a different attack over here. Who bezin gufayu onru lo yedana im chayev im poter ana lo magbina lo misvekim v'im tovus al afkina mina. What does that mean? The second attack seems to be in the ma'adin mishnah. No. We all need a ma'adin. But it's a new concept. What's it called? Exactly. My din is suffering. Bezin will say, Reuben takes Shimon to his interior. So Bezin will say Shimon is Tosin. Bezin will say Shimon is Chayim. And then there's a third kind of process. Bezin will say, we hereby declare it to suffer. The formal statement of Bezin. And as such, we cannot collect it. Once the formal statement of Bezin is pronounced, does it suffer? Then Tfisa will help. I, Tfisa needs the Ma'adin. There is a Ma'adin. The Ma'adin is suffering. I seem to be the second strand here in the Ma'adin mission. I seem to be working on two different levels. Oh. The Minchas Chinuch learned only the second shot. Which seems to be a chiyuv. The ma'adin be suffered. Not the meaning of the Nechassinah. Amazing not the meaning. This is classic. Nechassinah is an expert in not the meaning. Not the meaning of the Nechassinah. Kim Leib Rabbi Minim. What's the case? Listen carefully. If you become Leib Rabbi Minim at this moment, if the child is what? The Mechaz Kinnah's own shot. They need a Gemara Din Misafek. Bez must issue a Gemara Din Misafek to make the speech invalid. He wouldn't have it. Bez can't make a Gemara Din Misafek. Call him Miriam Minet. Bez can't even have anything. But if you say, shot is what? No, you don't need a Gemara Din Misafek. Because once the guy's co-fair and the other fellow grabs it, it's Kinnah's own ish. And even if it's the case of Kamala Miriam Minet, I'll be king. The Tzitzit would help against the Mechassin. The Mechassin was the second strand in the Magad Mishnah. You know, he just says that it's one, it's the only way. Oh. I'm sorry? A guy will be involved in one of these Suffolk Kiyuv Mishnah. At the moment that he's retired in that Suffolk Kiyuv, he was also Mechal Shabbos, or some other capital offense. The Bezim can't say anything. The second shot of Magad Mishnah is right. Since Bezer can't say anything because of Talmud Rav Rene, the Tfisa will not help. So there's no Tfisa without a Gemara Din, at least in Suffolk. And here there cannot be any Gemara Din at all. But if the shot is no, that, like you said, it's in the book of Opponent. But once the guy grabs it, then Zedd was an old man, you know, the Gemara Din is not doctor. Gemara Din becomes to the exclusion of whole door. If the guy is committed to it, then it's not considered an old man. The guy grabs it against my will. Then it is an omen. Then that, but it took the matter into his own hands. Then, presumably, this is to be said, even in the case of Talmud, there are other minutes. The Talmud, the Rabbi, only stopped begging from prospering. He don't need any begging at all. So the Chassidic was the second shot in the Magad Mishnah. He just said that it's the only shot. But of course, if you look at the beginning of the Magad, he says a little bit of a different swara. And of course, that different swara, you might argue, even in the case of Talmud, the Rabbi, there would still be a the Tfisa would still work. It would still work. Yeah. But I was my dinner, so you're sure that this comes to me, so I know it's a suffering from grandness. That's all. You want to take it to a dinner, tell it, take me, and we'll see what happens. That's the next possible, that's like grandness, I can keep it. Yes, Alicia.
I don't really need it.
That's right. said according to the convention of wisdom, by Knaf is no fear at all until Bezdin said something. Again, here it comes. The Pashtus, the answer is no. As you see over here in our Tosha. The question is, why not? There's my hope. The original Pshat Sumat Takri was in the Tivega. There's no fear without Bezdin. Bezdin can't do to the Kibbutz. There's no fear to begin with. If the Chalon scares the new Pshat, really there is a fear, because if you volunteer it, it won't be an onus. You won't accomplish anything. Without fear, the guy grabs it. So maybe we can consider it to be an onus.
Yes.
From his admission, it's not Machayev Knaf, the Lord is not Kotter, it's Machayev Shua. The Adam is a Machayev Knaf, it's certainly Machayev Shua, it's the Kabbalah. What does that mean? He's Aino Machayev Knaf. So the Tumas Sakri is a whole binion. This is the binion of Nermonis over here, right? He's Adam. Nermonis, what does that have to do with the general rule of Mordev is not Tata? It's nothing to do with Nermonis. The Tumas Sakri is Tzvei Dinim. One din, Mordev is not Tata. When I Tzvei the din, it is known Nermonis in the Baal Dabba when it comes to Tata. That's what he said. Tzvei Dinim. Tzvei Dinim over here. What's the risk? Everything's Tzvei Dinim. Everything is risk. Because he's assuming that the Galatians of the Gemara implies he assumes Nermonis. That's what he assumes. So I thought it was as follows. Look, Shavuos HaDayanim, you can't volunteer for. The famous Tzulun Shavuos there, the famous in the Torah called Shavuos HaDayanim. No. It is. Can't catch it. You can't volunteer. Shavuos HaDayanim is imposed by Bezdin if you meet certain conditions. Eidech is against you, Shomrim, Morav Mikdash. You can't volunteer for Shavuos HaDayanim. Hey, Achir, Pesach should work what? Even if I shepherd myself on Shabbat. Why, I'll tell me, come on the Rabbi today. Yeah, but come on the Rabbi only pockets in Bezdin. But here we're talking about Spisa. What's the answer? Even if Spisa works by calling the Rabbi under normal circumstances, he is loving, but if Tom's he is not, Spisa won't help. Why won't Spisa help? You said before. Spisa won't help. Why not? Come on, Lou. Because before Bezdin, huh? There's no fear. And you need a Bezdin to make a Gemara din in order for the peace of the world. And therefore, the risk is the Tovea Chayde Acher. The Tovea Fiatmo, then you say, come, let me drop it, right? And then there's no fear whatsoever. And then, there's no fear whatsoever, peace of the world work. Because you always need some kind of a sakdim, divada, picking the selfish. I said, before you said something, it's based on the Mishkinah Malach, which we call the second Malach. Huh? Not a fear. Pisa. Would help. Pisa would help with Tavea Haradei Akeh. There's no Kimlech. But if he shepherded himself on Shabbos, Pisa wouldn't help. Why would Pisa help? I Kimlech Rabbi on the part of the Yodah. There's a Pisa mission. I want the answer. No! I will record them and call them which should work anyway. Right? As we said before, Spisa is considered a punishment. Says, no, go to the second halakha of the Magen Mishnah. So you have some kind of card in. Like in the Vada, when there's a suffix, no Vada whatsoever, nothing happens. That's what the Rip says, the Vada they have. Huh? The Vada they have. So therefore, we say that, so therefore we say that there's no Kim Lebedi Rabbeinu, right? There's no Kim Lebedi Rabbeinu, so then it's true that without Bezdin, He can't volunteer the money. All right? Hold on. Chazar again. The Chazar says as follows. The Riv Paskin Tovea Haideyate. The question of the Manasseh. On the level of collection, you never collect the Tzatzis Manasseh. Elamai B'day Shemayim. To B'day Shemayim, you can always get up as Manasseh, even if it's Tovea for Shabbos himself. So when it comes to Kingdom of the Rabbi, B'day Shemayim. So the answer is no. That if it's Kongle B'Rabba Minei, then what? Then he's working with the assumption that Kongle B'Rabba Minei, that weakens so much that even Spisa wouldn't be affected. But if it was already out there, then Spisa would be affected. Question, what does that mean? Why should Spisa be affected? Well, no, they would not be effective in case of Tumma. Hold on, listen. I gotta take it out. I'm not sure. Just figure out, this applies to a much larger issue. We'll discuss doing that at the end of the parish. I keep planning to finish the parish this time. So, at the end, the whole discussion of a piece of the time is not as good. Okay? So, meanwhile, I'll think about it a little bit. It's not what's going on. But that Adara Zay explains what the Ayurveda is doing. Yes? No, says the Rivet, it's impossible to imagine that speech should work when it comes to Knaas. Why does it make sense to Rivet? By Mammon, we said earlier. Basically, I'm going to clear right away. Just watch that you can't collect from me, except for if it gets determined in days. If you take a loan through all hands. Peace. Basically, I'm tired, suffering, at least I'm suffering tired. You grab this to my possession, and then it now belongs to you. When it comes to Knaas, even if you're right, that the Bayadi was law of Shita, that the unresolved child from the Mama Batamayan says, should be resolved the Chumra, and therefore the Knaas really should be exist in the world. Ask that you all know the Tayyip, the Knaas exists in the world, but Bez doesn't know that, and Bez cannot collect the Knaas, because I'm also in the Chavel of Araya, and it's the Bayad law of Shita. Once Bez can't collect it, tomorrow, so we have to take a preview. The Gemara is in the Gemara. The Gemara. I want to draw a chart. I want to give you the first preview to the next video. That's the Gemara's power. You left off the last, next to the last line on the page. Ibi Tovech, Ayre Ake, Mai Tamayo de Rabon de Pasha. Why are you talking? You're not talking about the Rabbin in it. Why do I put an argument on the price? Was my tamayo the rabbanon the pasri man? Okay, man chacham. Excuse me, Rabbi Shimon. He yomer shchita she'ein ruuya lo shmoshi. What does that mean? That a shchita which is not matzah for you to eat it doesn't accomplish anything. It's not labeled as a shchita at all. Period. Not able to sleep. Male, not able to sleep. So, you're not tired of the dog there. He did it, but it's not labeled as a sheep. Okay? The purpose of any chiyuv which it applies whenever there's a sheep. This is not it. This is not a sheep. Sorry. Once he was kofer, and Adam said, "You know, you're chayv and bezin is mesupik." So then, what's it in? The punishment. There is no ma'adin. Ma'adin lav davka. Not a ma'adin mishnah continues. Let me say it's a different path over here. Who bezin who fayu amru lo yedana im chayv and poter. Anan lo magbina leim isfeikim. V'im tavos abakinim ina. What does that mean? The second tack seems to be in the Magar Mishnah. No. We all need it, but I didn't. But it's a new concept. What's it called? Exactly. My din is something. Bezim will say, Reuben takes Shimon to his entire. So Shimon, Bezim will say Shimon is Kotzer. Bezim will say Shimon is Kaya. And there's a third kind of tractate. Bezim will say, we hereby declare it to suffer. The formal statement of Bezim. And as such, we cannot collect it. Once the formal statement of Bezim is pronounced as a suffer, then Tfisa will help. Tfisa needs a Gmardin. There is a Gmardin. A Gmardin is suffer. That seems to be the second strand here in the Magen Mishnah. It seems to be they're working on two different levels. That even though you're in Mechal of Shabbat, the Shkita is good, but in the Shkita Ruya, Moshe says, "Sabal of Rav Yochanan and Tanya." Good time. This brisa is a famous brisa. You look on the left margin, it's in Baba Kama, it's in Chul, it's in Gittin, it's in Beitah. And then finally it's in Shabbat. It's apparently part of the Mishnah, part of the Mishnah, but it's not. But the right-hand margin explains that part of it is a Mishnah, but part of it, Yochanan and Tanya, Rav Yehuda, is not found in the Mishnah, so it's the Tanya. Look on the right-hand margin explains that. There are three opinions on both of them. I'm going to draw a chart on the board in a minute to give you a background, so tomorrow we'll be able to analyze. With the Michal Skinner's own shot.